But the attack against Jesus goes even to the highest levels.
攻击耶稣的，甚至还更多的，
到最高的
最高层那个层次。
And that is, for example, the high priest in Matthew 26:65. The high priest, that is the highest person in the religious life of Israel, he describes Jesus as a blasphemer.
那么在真正大祭司，是以色列最大属灵的领导，他也说耶稣是亵渎神的。
Now, whose opinion is more important than the high priest?
谁的意见还比这个大祭司重要呢？
It's like for the Roman Catholic, if the Pope says that somebody is a blasphemer, that is final, that is settles everything.
就好像天主教教皇说这个人是亵渎的，那么就这样就事情就这样决定。
And it goes further in Matthew 27 verse 63.
然后在马太福音第27章第63节。
It says that the chief priests, that is all the priests under the high priest, and together with the Pharisees, declare Jesus to be an imposter, that is a false person.
那些所有的祭司，就是在大祭司以下的，他们都同声的说耶稣是一个假冒为善的人。
My, oh my, what's left to be said? If you're called all these names, actually, you can't even think of something worse to say. He is the very devil himself.
还有什么可以攻击耶稣的吗？其实这里讲得很明白，耶稣就是鬼王，他就是魔鬼。
Interestingly, I was almost accused of exactly the same thing.
也很奇怪，我差不多也是这样被人攻击的。
So here you can say, what did they say against Jesus and who said it?
那么这里我们看到谁攻击耶稣，而且他们所说的话是怎么样。
And then it raises the question, what about Jesus' followers?
然后这里我们又想到最随主的门徒又怎么样呢？
Well, if only the outside people attack Jesus, then it's okay. Maybe he's a small group of disciples who are all blind to the reality and they follow him blindly.
那么可能我们说在外面他人怎么攻击他也不要紧呢，可能在里面跟随他的全部都是盲目的。
Unfortunately, that was not the case either.
但是事情不是这样。
You see that in John chapter 6 and verse 66, in that even when he said some of the things, they couldn't take it, they rejected him.
在约翰福音第六章里面说到神耶稣的一些教导，甚至他的门徒也不会接受，他们也抗拒耶稣。
So they left him.
他们离开耶稣。
And you can imagine when they left Jesus and people said, hey, weren't you following Jesus before?
那么你可以想象别的人就说你以前是追随耶稣的吗？
Then why aren't you following Jesus now?
那为什么你现在又不追随他呢？
Do you think they will say nice things about Jesus?
你想他们会说一些好话吗？为耶稣说好话。
What kind of explanation would they give?
他们会给什么理由呢？
Well, I was deceived. I was cheated. Or Jesus did not live up to my expectation. They have to find something to say why they don't follow Jesus anymore.
当然他们要找到一些理由借口，就好像说我受骗了，或者耶稣不是我想象里面那样。
So they also would have to speak bad against Jesus, wouldn't they, to justify their departure from him.
当然他们要离开耶稣，他们也要讲耶稣的坏话。
As though all this was not yet enough.
这还不够。
One of his hand-picked men, one of the 12.
那么十二个使徒里面的一个。
Not only said bad things about him, that would have not been that serious even compared to what he actually did.
不但只是说他的坏话。
He sold Jesus to the enemies.
他出卖耶稣。
For a very small amount of money, 30 pieces of silver, to show how much he thought of Jesus with 30 pieces of silver. The amount you pay for a slave.
把耶稣交给他的敌人，就是以一个两银子的，就是卖了耶稣，就是这个三十两银子，就是卖一个奴隶的价钱。
And you can see all Jesus' enemies rubbing their hands and say, you see, what did we tell you? This guy is a bad guy. Even his disciples abandoned him.
他们可想象啊，这些属灵的领导，他们怎么说啊？我告诉你啊，这个就是坏蛋呢。甚至他的门徒也不信他，出卖的。
One of his hand-picked men, not just any of the disciples, but one of the 12, the closest circle, they also reject. This one also rejects him, and even sends him to his death.
不是一个平常的门徒。而这是这个门徒使徒是耶稣亲手选的，他是出卖耶稣，而且就是要置耶稣置死地。
Simeon was right after all, wasn't he?
所以这里刚才我们看到那老人家西面，他讲的是对。
Everything he said was true.
他所讲的全部都是对。
A sign that everybody rejects, from the high priest at the top to the crowds below.
所以说这个目标这个标记是每一个人都敌对反对的，从高层到最低层的。
And even one of his closest disciples.
甚至到最近的门使徒之中。
One of these disciples that was living with him for 2.5 years at least.
而这个人曾经是跟他一起生活的。
Who knew him through and through.
他认识耶稣。
Or at least, so it was thought he did.
可能他以为他认识耶稣吧。
He sold Jesus.
他出卖耶稣。
How can you believe in such a Jesus? Let me ask you. How can you believe when everybody rejects him?
如果每个人都反对、抗拒耶稣的，那么你又怎么去信耶稣呢？
Is it because you haven't really even considered the facts?
可能你也不知道 这件事情。
Did you not realize that Jesus was the sign spoken against and still is?
你知不知道耶稣其实还是一个、被反对敌对的标记呢？
It's true that the opposition voice has become silenced because of the majority of so-called Christians around.
当然这些敌对慢慢也、减少了，因为很多人是信耶稣的。
When I was in the United States recently, I saw a book、in the bookshop.
近来我到了美国，我看到一本、基督教书。
Of course, the title immediately attracted my attention.
那么那个书名就明显的吸引了我。
Jesus the Magician.
这里说耶稣、魔术师。
Wow, that's an interesting title.
这是一个很特别的、书名。
Written by nobody?
Nobody?
Hey, nobody.
Ah, okay. 不，是一个不出名的人写的。
No, it was written by a professor at Columbia University.
不是，是一个在 Columbia 一个教授写的。
And he says that Jesus did all his miracles through magic.
他说耶稣的所有他所事的、神迹都是、是魔术的。
Is your faith beginning to shake now?
你的信开始动摇了吗？
Maybe you don't care about the Pharisees and the high priest, but the professor from Columbia, I mean, his words you have to take seriously.
可能我们不理法利赛人他们的意见，但是那个 Columbia 的教授所说的很重要吧。
Jesus is just a magician.
耶稣是个巫师。
And he tries to show that these kinds of techniques were used by the Egyptians and so on and so forth that Jesus used.
然后他书里面说了很多 他要证明耶稣是怎么样用、魔术 来做他的神迹。
And then recently I looked in another bookshop and what do I see there? And there is a book which calls Jesus the Heretic. Oh, this is getting better all the time.
就是另外我看到一本书呢，书名就是说耶稣是一个异端分子。
A big thick book, not some small pamphlet. Big thick book like this.
很厚的一本书。
You dare to read such a book?
你敢看这些书吗？
Oh, your faith would go down the drain.
可能一看了之后，你的心境就没有了。
Some of us who had to study theology, let me tell you, the stuff we have to study would astonish you.
对那些要读神学的来讲，我们要读神学是有很多的那个。治疗神学治疗是很困难的。
In fact, many people who studied theology in England, as I did, they lost their faith.
很多人读神学之后，他们就失掉他们的心境。
Why? Because we have to study the material that speaks against Christianity.
因为为什么呢？因为我们要读那些资料是是反对基督教的。
And some of this is written by brilliant philosophers.
有些材料是一些很著名的哲学家写的。
That we have to study.
我们要读这些。
Strangely enough, I quite enjoyed studying it.
很奇怪，我就很喜欢读这些。
But some people lost their faith.
但是有些人就是失掉他们的信心。
And some who didn't lose their faith, they lost the fire. They no more the fire and the enthusiasm.
有些人没有失去他们的信心，但是他们就失去了他们的热忱。
The hostility against the church is still there, though much to a much lesser extent.
这里敌对教会那个程度虽然没有以前那么凶，但是也是很多。
But there is still a lot of hatred against the church, against the gospel. It's still around, but much suppressed.
还有很多就是反对教会或者圣经的憎恨的，但是有时候就是不是太明显。
My message is the hardest to swallow, as you can see for yourself as you listen today.
我所讲的道很多时候都很难梗，
很难接受，
很难接受。
And so many leaders of the church say, wow, your preaching makes the gospel very hard to swallow. We should preach something easier than that. Well, I preach the word of God, whether people like it or not.
有些人告诉我，你讲道的时候应该讲得比较容易嘛，但是我就是这样讲道，我要把神的话语讲出来。
And so there is a high level of resistance.
所以有很多很多人抗拒。
To be a Christian in New Testament times could mean your death.
在新约的时期，当你信主的时候，作为一个基督徒，你可能会丧失你的生命。
And in fact, many, many Christians in the first century and up to the third century lost their lives by being Christians.
很多基督徒从第一个世纪到第三个世纪，他们因为信耶稣的缘故，他们被杀。
Because everybody speaks against Christianity, therefore, you could kill a Christian, and nobody would sympathize with the Christian. They'll say, good thing, kill these people.
当时很多人都敌对基督教耶稣的，所以如果要杀了一个基督徒，他们说干得好。
And therefore, there were many, many martyrs in the early church.
所以很多基督徒为主殉道。
Very few today.
今天就没有了。
But in North America, it's still possible to become a martyr. Did you know that?
但是在北美的，我们也可以为主殉道，你知道吗？
On September 15th, 1990, and this year, 15th September, a man walked into the Baptist church in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas. 15th September.
今年9月15号的时候，有一个人就他就进了一个在美国浸信教。
浸信会 and he opened fire with his weapon,
然后再就开枪
into a church,
在教会里面开枪。
Very good, it's still dangerous to go to church these days.
太好了，因为现在你到教会也是很危险的。
There's a chance of getting killed by going to church.
可能你会被杀的。
Of course, the chance may be quite small, but there's still a small chance.
可能这个机会很小，但是还是有。
The man opened up with his weapon and fired 100 bullets into 400 people.
那么这个人就开枪开了100个子弹，向着大概400个会众开枪。
The remarkable thing was that having fired 100 bullets, he managed to hit only 14 people.
奇怪就是，虽然他向400个人开枪，但是他就射中了14个。
After that, he shot himself.
然后之后他就自杀。
7 people were killed in the church.
7个被杀。
Killed in church. 7 people.
在教会里面被杀。
7 were wounded.
另外7个就受伤。
Now the 7 people who were killed turned out to be not just good Christians, but completely committed Christians.
那么7个被杀的基督徒不但只是好的基督徒，他们是有委身给主的基督徒。
And these were the Christians who would have gladly died for their faith.
而这些基督徒他们是很愿意为主殉道的。
Of the seven people wounded, there was one young woman who tried to shield her friend when the firing started. She, with her body, shielded the disabled friend.
那么，在七个受伤里面，有一个女人，她因为要保护她一个朋友，就受伤了。
She was hit in the back with a bullet.
她背后中中弹。
But strangely enough, her back was abnormal. She had a curvature in the back, which is called scoliosis, which I also have.
那么她因为她的骨头松有个病，所以她的那个骨颈嘛，颈骨骨颈不准。那
it was curved, okay?
就是弯了。
And the result was that the bullet hit her curved spine and deflected from her important organs.
那么奇妙就是这个子弹就打中他的那个弯的地方，而没打中他重要的内脏。
In other words, if she did not have the scoliosis, she would have been killed too.
所以如果他不是因为有这个毛病，他可能就会被杀。
The man also had prepared a pipe bomb.
这个人甚至还弄了一个炸弹。
But the bomb didn't go off.
但是炸弹没有爆炸。
And so anyway, the end result of this whole seeming tragedy.
那么最后这个大屠杀的结果
，it was that this matter was broadcasted all over the world.
那么这件事就传遍了全世界。
And there was many opportunities for the pastor to speak over the television and radio in North America and around the world.
那么那时候那些牧师他们就有机会跟全世界来讲话。
And as a result of this, 200 million people heard the gospel.
而结果就是有二亿人就有机会来听神的话语福音。
So the tragedy became a blessing. In fact, in Japan, at one meeting alone, 35 people came to the Lord.After hearing this.
那么在这大屠杀的结果就变成很多人的祝福，在日本就是有一个聚会里面，但只一个聚会就有35个人信主。
Some years ago, a man walked into a Chinese church on the west coast of the United States.
几年前，另外有一个男人他来到美国的西岸。
And walked up to the pastor and shot him in the pulpit in front of the whole congregation.
他进了一个教会，然后来到一个牧师面前，就把他枪杀了。
What kind of hatred? What kind of opposition causes people to do these kind of things?
为什么这些人这么憎恨或者抵挡福音呢？使之他们要这样做。
While driving in the United States about 2-3 weeks ago, I was listening on the radio in the car.
那么我前几个星期在美国开车的时候，我听那个radio 就是
无线电、
yeah.
And the result was that I heard a long discussion about the Columbine killings. As you recall, the two young people walked into the high school in Columbine and shot so many students there.
那么他们在那个无线电电台里面，他们就讨论在 Columbine 那里的大屠杀。两个学生他们进了学校就大概枪杀。
And what happened there was that one particularly touching thing was that one of these young people, the gunman, confronted a young girl in the school.
那么特别有一段是很感动的，就是这个枪杀的他就那时候他正在问一个女学生。
He held his gun to the head of this girl and said, "Do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus?"
他就把枪对准他的脑，然后说：“你是不是信神啊？你不是信耶稣呢？”
It was just a young girl, 17, 18,
是一个很年轻的女孩，她大概17-18岁。
Do you believe in Jesus?
他说：“你信耶稣的吗？”
He said yes.
他说：“对。”
He pulled the trigger and shot her.
他就开枪杀了她。
How much did he hate Jesus? Why?
他憎恨耶稣到什么程度呢？ 而且为什么呢？
This young girl had nothing to do with him.
当然这个女孩跟这件事情没有关系的。
There was still a chance to become a martyr for Jesus today.
在北美我们还是有机会为主殉道。
So let us conclude for today.
我们要结束今天的。
What is the point of our message?
今天的信息的中心是什么？
If everyone speaks against Jesus, from the leaders at the top to the common people below,
如果每一个人都反对攻击耶稣，从最高层到最低层的话，
and say all these things about Jesus,
他们讲耶稣所有的坏话，
how do you know that he is true?
你怎么知道耶稣是真的？
Well, one can say the sign was already given. He would be the one spoken against.
那么当然我们可说圣经里面已经说这就是神给我们的标记。
But is that enough for you to believe in Jesus?
但是这是足够让我们信耶稣吗？
The conclusion of this matter is quite simple in the New Testament.
结论在这个新约里面是很明显。
There's only one way to believe in Jesus.
只有一个方法可以信耶稣。
And that is by revelation.
就是透过神的启示。
When everybody rejects him,Then the only way to know that he is from God is for God to reveal that to you. That's all you can, only way you can know.
但每个人都反对耶稣，你要信耶稣，唯一的方法就是神启示给你看。
So the important conclusion is that true faith comes through revelation.
这里就是说，真正的信是透过神的启示。
Now you have read Matthew 16 verse 17.
在马太福音第16章17节。
What does it say there?
那你说什么呢？
Where the Lord asked the disciples, Who do you say that I am?
耶稣就问他的门徒，你说我是谁呢？
You heard all these people saying bad things about me. What do you say?
他就说，你听到别人都讲我的坏话，你们说我是谁呢？
And Peter comes up with an astonishing reply.
那么彼得就回答了一个回答得很奇妙。
He says, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
他说你是基督，是永圣神的儿子。
Peter, how can you know that?
Peter, 你怎么知道了？
How is it possible for Peter to know that this man he sees in front of him is the son of the living God?
彼得是怎么可以知道这个在他面前站着的耶稣就是永圣神的儿子呢？
The same person that Judas would be willing to sell for 30 pieces of silver, this same person, Peter says, you are the son of God.
同一个耶稣，而另外一个门徒犹大以后就是要被出卖他的，但是彼得就说你是永圣神的儿子。
And what does Jesus reply?
那么耶稣的回答是什么？
Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
他说因为不是属血肉的启示给你。
Nobody could have told you this.
没有人可以告诉你。
But only my Father in heaven.
乃是只有在天上我的父亲启示给你。
The interesting thing is that Jesus didn't want them to tell anybody else about what was revealed to them.
奇妙就是耶稣这里不要他们就告诉别人。
He wanted the Father to reveal this to any other person as well.
他希望神直接就是启示给其他每一个人。
You think only Peter needs the revelation of God to know who Jesus is?
大家想是不是只有彼得才有得到神的启示呢？
Of course not. The point is throughout the New Testament, even the Apostle Paul says that how does he know who Jesus is? Well, you know what happened on the Damascus Road. God revealed to him who Jesus is.
当然彼得不是唯一得到神的启示，就好像保罗也是，他在 Damascus, 那个地方神也是启示给他。知道耶稣是谁。
This is true of every true believer.
这是对每一个真正的基督徒也是一样。
How do you think Simeon knew who Jesus is when looking at this baby?
刚才那个老人家西面他又怎么知道耶稣就是神的儿子呢？
Only through revelation, there's no way else to know.
也是上帝给他的启示。
In the next passage, it talks about Anna.
然后之后说到安娜，另外一个先知。
An old lady of over 80 years old.
80多岁。女人。
Again, God revealed to Anna who this baby is.
神启示给她知道这个婴孩是谁。
Nobody will know Jesus who is spoken against.
没有人可以认识耶稣 是神的儿子，但耶稣是被人共计抵挡。
Except through revelation.
除非神启示给他看。
Now I pray that God will open your eyes, because otherwise your faith rests on the wrong foundations.
我祈祷神就是开你们的眼，不然的话你的信是在乎人。
When I went to the theological college, as I told you, so many people either lost their faith or lost their fire.
就好像刚才我想，很多人读神学的时候，他们就是因为读神学，他们就丧失了他们的信心，还是他们对神的热忱。
Why?
为什么？
Because their faith was resting on other people's opinions.
因为他们的信是在乎别人对耶稣的意见。
They came to Jesus because they heard other people saying good things about Jesus.
他们信耶稣，因为他听到别人说耶稣的好话。
Now, if that's the way your faith is, then what happens? When they heard other people say bad things about Jesus, then it cancelled out the faith that came from the good things they heard.
如果这样的话，当你听到别人讲耶稣的坏话，那么你的信心就给止平了，没有了。
Why didn't it bother me?
为什么这件事不影响我呢？
Because my faith didn't rest on other people's opinions.
因为我的信不是关乎别人对耶稣的意见。
My faith rested on what God had revealed to me in my heart.
我的心是凭神对我的启示。
If you know what that means, you know what revelation is. You know that God has opened your eyes to see who Jesus is. No matter what anybody else says.
如果你经历你这些事情，你明白的。不论别人怎么说，是神启示给你知道耶稣是真神。
So I'm very fearful that if your faith rests on the wrong foundation, you're going to lose your faith one of these days.
所以如果你信心的基础是错的，终有一天你会丧失你的心。
You're going to turn against him.
你会离弃耶稣。
And when persecution comes, you're going to give him up.
特别当逼迫来的时候，你会离弃他。
But the last point is this, that if faith comes by revelation, then it seems that it is equivalent to predestination. We can't do anything about it. It's up to God to reveal himself.
另外一个问题就是说，如果信心是凭启示的，那么到底跟那个预定论是不是有关呢？
Not at all.
当然不呢。
What happens here is simply this. We cannot get the revelation unless God gives it to us.
这里意思就是说，我们不可以自己明白这件事情，而是神要启示给我们。
But we can ask for it.
但是我们可以祈祷。
Just as in the Sermon of the Mount, it says what? What does the Lord say there?
就是在马太福音里面，耶稣怎么说呢？
登山宝律。就是what the Lord says is, seek and you shall find.
他说寻找你就会找到。
Ask and it shall be given.
祷告祈求你就会得到。
Knock and it will be opened to you.
敲门吧，你门就会为你开。
If you want the revelation, ask for it.
如果你要得到神的启示，你要求他。
We cannot open the door ourselves. Only God can open it.
我们不可以开门，但是神会为我们开门。
But we can knock on that door.
但是我们可以敲。
Until he opens the door.
直到神开那个门。
And when the door is opened, we look inside and we see wonderful things in the house of God.
直到那个门打开的时候，我们就看到神的殿里面美丽的事情。
And there we see his revelation.
那里我们看到神的启示。
Let us close in prayer.
我们一同祷告。